with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Republican leaders on Wednesday scrapped plans to vote on the Senate's framework to advance key parts of President Trump's agenda, a setback that came in the face of opposition from hardline conservatives. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the chamber would probably vote on the measure Thursday. The chamber was initially scheduled to vote on the measure around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, but a number of lawmakers in the party's right flank remain entrenched in opposition to the measure, unwilling to waver from that resistance despite intense pressure from President Trump himself. Johnson officially announced plans to yank the vote after he huddled in a room off the House floor with more than a dozen conservative holdouts for over an hour. In the end, the conversation was not enough. The speaker said the conservative critics still had qualms with the budget resolution. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The stock market responded positively to President Trump's decision to pause tariffs on most nations.
Hours after sweeping reciprocal tariffs went into effect, the president announced a 90-day pause for countries that did not retaliate. But he raised the tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%. Investors cheered the news, pushing stocks sharply higher. The Dow gained nearly 8%. The S&P 500 was up almost 10%. And the NASDAQ rose by more than 12%.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Judges in Texas and New York have temporarily barred the U.S. government from deporting Venezuelans jailed in parts of those two states, while their lawyers challenged the Trump administration's use of a rarely invoked law letting presidents imprison and deport non-citizens in times of war. The judges ruled separately Wednesday after civil rights lawyers sought to protect five men identified by the government as belonging to the Tren de Aragua gang, a claim their lawyers dispute. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over abortion in Texas.
Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against the city of San Antonio. It has a policy of paying for the travel expenses of women who want to get an abortion in another state, and Paxton says that violates the state's pro-life laws, amongst other things. The AG adds that, quote, using taxpayer dollars to fund out-of-state abortions serves to support and encourage acts that are unlawful in Texas, and both the law and public policy are violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is moving to bar all missionaries. International Christian Concern reports new laws going into effect on May 1st will make it a crime for any foreigner to share their faith inside China or establish any kind of religious organization. The Communist Party says its ban on missionaries is necessary for preserving state security. China's in the midst of a multi-year crackdown on Christianity designed to bring the faith under the control of the communists. This is SRN News. A big airline is encountering some financial turbulence.
Although Delta Airlines managed to top Wall Street's financial expectations in the first quarter of the year, it is trimming the number of planes it's adding this year, given current economic conditions. Delta is also holding off on providing an updated full-year financial forecast. The Delta CEO says with broad economic uncertainty around global trade, growth has largely stalled. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The House has voted to overturn a rule that would have limited bank overdraft fees to $5 following the Senate in moving to dismantle the Biden-era regulation that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau had estimated would save consumers billions of dollars. That rule was scheduled to go into effect in October. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.